Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, on the show where you can find help and hope. This show is dedicated to caregivers and the journey they're on and any way we can help you. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just sitting here enjoying the breeze outside.
A little breeze is always good.
Oh, it's 90, but it feels like 88.
Well, that rain last night and the night before was really nice, too.
Well, I can't watch TV. You know I'm in a mobile home with the metal roof. I had it up to 100 downstairs and I couldn't hear it.
Well, I was supposed to meet some girls in the park Thursday night to go for a walk together. We were supposed to meet at like 6:45. I think it started pouring around 6.
I don't think you can do any late afternoon things anymore.
Right now. Well, you know, before this, everything was so messed up. You didn't know what every day was doing. Now we're kind of like on our norm.
I know, and I like it. I like the rain. My grass looks good. Everything looks... Oh, but you know that big urn of plant I got from my neighbor?
Yeah.
Well, fell over, so I picked it up. Threw out my bag. Oh. Put it back up. Now I've got it in a cement pot. I said, the heck with this.
Yeah, it was pretty windy, too.
Even now, it's really windy. It's lovely.
That's a good thing.
So tell me about the new listeners.
So we have Janice from Ohio, and Marilyn from Seminole, and Cece from Tampa.
Well, welcome, lady.
So like I always like to say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for any new listeners, whether you listen to us live or on YouTube or Facebook or my website.
Or on everything.
Or on everything. So, yeah. So I'm ready
for... I have a good thing to tell you that if your listeners are interested.
Yeah.
Sockeye salmon is like $28 a pound.
Yeah.
Well, Publix has it now for $7.99 until it runs out.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I went and I got 7 the other day. Well, my sister wants me to stock the fridge because she's in Boston. But the problem with that is if we get a hurricane, you and I will be eating salmon forever.
I could do that.
Yeah, me too.
I think I could do that. So yeah. I went this morning. I donated blood this morning.
Oh.
So a friend of mine had said to me a while ago, why do you always just donate whole blood? People need plasma. And then I found out a friend of mine in Pennsylvania, her husband is very ill and there's a shortage of plasma.
Yeah.
So the other day said, let me find out about that. So I call up this plasma place. They tell me the whole deal, and I go there, and they want my driver's license, and they tell me I was too old.
Isn't that rude?
My plasma. Yes, it's rude. It's very rude.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you went to the amusement park, and you're too young to go on the ride?
Yeah.
Now they say you're too old.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know. Well, they think you'll have a heart attack. It's the same thing. I'm getting very tired of this. I'm having my license changed to 45.
That sounds perfect. Absolutely perfect.
All right,
honey. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Have a great show.
You too.
Miss you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it was like so weird. They said, no, they won't take it because I'm too old. So today I went to my regular place, the Big Red Bus, and they were like, welcome, Linda. But think about that. A lot of people need blood today. People need blood all the time. I believe what goes around comes around. So I'm hoping one day if I need blood or somebody in my family needs blood, we're not going to have to worry about that. But it doesn't matter who you're helping. It's a really simple thing. You go there, it takes like a half hour, it's done. They gave me a cool tote bag and they gave me a gift certificate for a burger at Red Robin. I'm like, okay, that's good. So we have special guests on the show today. We have Janet Knupp from Fit Minds.
Not yet.
And we have Teresa Wilbanks from the Sustainable Caregiving. I know both of these ladies for quite a while. Fit Minds is awesome, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. You know, we worry about our loved ones, about their mobility, about are they eating, about are they taking their medications or whatever. But many times I think one of the most important things to worry about is how is their mind right now. What we can do to stimulate it, what we can do to keep busy. And I think that's a really important thing. And sometimes, you know, you're so tired all day long, caregivers, with everything you're doing, you're like, now I'm going to have Fit Mind classes. Well, Fit Minds can come into your house, and I'm sure she'll tell us about that in a couple minutes. I want to mention something again this week about caregivers reaching out for help. A caregiver called me the other day, and she said, I finally had the nerve to ask my neighbor if she could do a little grocery shopping for me. And she said her neighbor had tears in her eyes and said, thank you for saying that, because I see how you're struggling, and I wanted to get some groceries for you, but I didn't want to feel like I was coming in and stepping on your toes or anything. So please give me your list. I'd be very happy. And she gave her a list, and her neighbor brought her groceries, and that's a big deal from just a really simple little thing. So do we have Janet on the line?
Yes. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Joyful and grateful. Miss your smiling face sitting next to me in the studio, though.
Oh, I miss yours more, but I still have a picture of you that I keep from when we had our one interview. Seriously, because you just have such a warm, inviting smile, and it makes me happy. So I'm so delighted to be with you again. I wish we were in person, but I'm delighted to be with you.
We will be before we know it. I always tell people when we take those photos after the show, we all need something to throw darts at in the winter.
Yeah, no, but it's I love it. Honestly, I still have it. I look at it all the time. You and Janice, it's beautiful. And I'm so grateful for what you're doing for people.
Janet, I think
going through this journey.
Yeah, the first thing I'd like you to do is tell our listeners what Fit Minds is.
Okay, sure. Hi, I'm Janet Knupp. I run a company called Fit Minds that provides cognitive stimulation to seniors in private residences as well as in senior living communities. We know, research proves, that what we don't use, we lose.
Right.
And cognitive stimulation is something that can reverse the symptoms of dementia as well as prevent the onset of dementia. And there's tons of studies on it, and I'm delighted to be doing it. It's my mom's legacy. My mom had a form of dementia called Lewy body,
mm-hmm.
and I found this company in Canada and brought it here to the United States, and I'm so pleased for all the miracles we're making happen.
Oh my goodness, it's just so absolutely wonderful, because many times when you said you need to use it or you lose it, I say that to my seniors all the time, it just about mobility. You know,
yes.
I say if you rest, you rust, and you need to move to lube. And,
yeah.
And that's the same thing with your mind.
Absolutely.
Anything we don't use goes into atrophy after a while. So.
Yeah. You're exactly right, and in America, though, I'm so delighted that lately the doctors are realizing this is a good intervention. A couple
yeah.
of years ago, everybody was pushing pharma and clinical trials, and I hope there's a pill someday. I wish I could have given a pill to my mom.
Right.
But while we wait for that cure, I mean, you have to engage people. We know that what you don't use, you lose. We know it. There's so many research studies. Your brain literally is like a weed whacker and, you know, takes away the synaptic connections. That's why you and I, Linda, would do so bad on an SAT exam today than we did when we were, you know, let's say 10 years ago.
You're right.
All right, let's say 30.
Yeah. I think me is more like 40, if whatever. But anyway,
you look good. This is we're on radio now. We can keep this secret.
too old to give plasma though. But whatever.
I can qualify for a discount breakfast at Denny's. That's true.
So, how has caregiver stress accelerated during this COVID-19? Because you got to see it every day.
So I'm so glad that Fit Minds is my mom's legacy, because I know she'd be glad that her horrible disease, Lewy body, brings not only dementia but hallucinations and paranoia, that it helped people. And she would be so grateful. We have so many people that tell us how it's changed their lives, but
yeah.
So hard on the caregivers now. They're home with them. They,
The whole routine is done. The whole routine is done. Their routine where we got up and we went out to breakfast, or we went to lunch, or we went to a memory cafe, done.
It's all done, and it's all relying on one person. And that one person, the caregiver is also going through depression right now. I mean, I think everybody's saying we're all experiencing some sort of depression right now, and we are. How could we not be? We're isolated. We're scared. We're scared financially. We're I belong to so many support groups to try to help people because I want them to learn from my experience, my strength, and hope. But it's brutal on these caregivers because they can't get away from it, and they're dealing with their own anxiety, and then they have to take care of somebody else.
Yeah, it's totally exhausting. It's totally exhausting. But I think they're starting to get into a new groove now. Okay, this is how it's going to be, and for a while, or we don't know for how long. So what can we do now? So what things can caregivers who are at home with their loved one do together that helps with cognitive?
It's a great question, Kilden. Thank you. So number one, try to engage with them in some kind of activity that is stimulating to their brain, but not hard, challenging, but not frustrating.
Right.
And you know that you've got to go to them. My mom couldn't come to me. I had to go to her and meet her where she was. And I don't want to push Fit Minds, but like there are activity kits, there are adult content, and I'm not pushing Fit Minds. I'm just saying, do activities with them that you find interesting. Trivia is not cognitive stimulation, but they enjoy it. Why? Because it's in their long-term memory, and your long-term memory doesn't get affected the way your short-term memory and your frontal lobe gets affected. So do things with them. Give yourself a break.
Can I say something? First of all, don't worry about pushing Fit Minds, because that's one of the things we're doing here today. But I think when they think of an activity, so this is what I find many times, I'm going to cut up fruit salad. Okay, so I can do it in 10 minutes. It might take mom a half hour, but I need to let mom do that. Even if it takes a half hour for her to do that, because that stimulates her, and who am I serving, her or me?
Without a doubt, Lyndon, thank you for saying that. I used to have my mom would come, my mom worked her whole life. I didn't find out until I was older that every paycheck she made, she put in a college savings account. So my brother, sister, and I never paid for college. And she never told us.
Wow.
And she never wore fancy. She never had her nails done. She never, really, she didn't wear fancy clothes. And none of us have college debt. Anyway, my point to that story is, when mom would come here, I'd bring her here every Sunday, because I'm Italian. Sunday is like family day. And I would give her, fold my clothes, can you please help me? And she knew how hard I worked, and she would fold my clothes, and it was not great, right? She'd make a mess of it.
Yeah, who cares?
She felt so proud.
Right.
She had a sense of purpose, and she's like, I'm so glad I could help you, Jan. I said, oh, Mom, thank you so much. I'd ask her to set the table. Like, give them a sense of purpose. They're, you know, treat them with the dignity they deserve. And Mom would set the table, and that's her disease progressed, oh my goodness, you know, and my kids were wonderful. They would go in and just behind her fix it.
Yeah.
And she never had any idea that she screwed up.
But right.
I agree with you. Give them a task, a sense of purpose, and a reason to have dignity.
Because if we don't, then they're going to be sitting in the chair doing nothing and saying nothing. And we're going to go, why? Why?
Yep.
Because you didn't engage them with anything.
Yep, and there's research that says if you don't have a sense of purpose, that's why I have a dog. Seriously, if you don't have a sense of purpose, the likelihood you'll get dementia is 25% higher. You've got to have to wake up and say, I got to do this. And so give them a sense of purpose. I totally agree.
You know, I had a caregiver that used to come to my support group, and she was taking care of her mom, and her mom passed away, and she came back after, and she said, you know, ever since my mom died, my dad's just sitting in a chair. He's just sitting in the chair, Linda. She said they were married 65 years. They did everything together. She said, I don't know what to do. I went to the doctors. I got him an antidepressant. And I think he's going to die in the chair, Linda. I said, tell me something he used to do when he was younger. Well, he used to build these big model boats and stuff. I said, you want to try an experiment? She said, I'll try anything. I said, go to Michael's Craft Store. They have these wooden cars. It's like 8 pieces to put together like a kid would put together. I said, I know a nursery school that could use some of them. Buy a dozen and bring them home to Dad and say, Dad, do you think maybe you could paint these and put them together for the nursery school? Well, before we know it, he made like 40 dozen cars and was sending them to nursery schools and Skyping with kids. And then he started making
boats. I love that story.
It was so cool. And So every morning he woke up with his purpose to make his car, make his yep. make his boats. And I said to her, well, it must get a little pricey, you know, all that stuff. And she said to me, Linda, cheaper than it was for the antidepressant.
Oh, yeah.
Win-win. Win-win.
Yeah.
So now
yeah,
he has
no,
a purpose
no.
every day and he interacts.
Price, yep. Yeah. Now, my mom passed, sadly, from Lewy body. But my dad... and this isolation to get back to, like, caregivers or just people, period. So, yep. in a way, I'll probably be his caregiver, right? It's going to happen again.
Right.
I was mom, so nothing's going to change. It's going to be a repeat pattern. And I noticed his brain was, he was just forgetting everything, what day of the week. Because if he hears this, I'm not being critical, Dad, I love you, but he was starting to slip. So mm-hmm. we started giving him cognitive stimulation coaching mm-hmm. a couple of times a week. And in the beginning, he literally would miss appointments because he didn't realize what day it was.
Right.
He'd be like, oh, you know. And now he's like, I went to visit him on July 4th, which was somewhat risky. He's in St. Augustine, Florida, and I'm over here in Tampa. But I went to visit him, and he's like, Janet, on Friday at 9, I've got my coaching. Like, and I
like, love that.
God, he knows it. And he has a new relationship. People that he likes, like, you know, to engage, like, isolation kills us.
Yeah.
We're not made to be alone. We are the only creature that stays with the parents as long as we do. There's no other kind
right.
of animal that stays with parents as long. We are meant to bond.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's, you know, and that's the one thing, too. We're always talking about social distancing. I don't like that word. I think we should be talking about physical distancing. Because we're not socially distancing. We're still talking to one another. We're physically distancing.
You got to put that on a blog, my friend. I love that. You're right. It's not social. God, I need people more than I've ever needed them.
Right. So I need my social. I can deal with the physical distance as long as I can have my social. So I hate that word, social distancing.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a challenge to
yeah.
change that word. I'll help you. I'm serious.
I'm
you're
challenging
right.
everybody that's listening to the show today. Just think about Twitter,
okay.
you know, because your words...
I'm on it. You put something on your blog or something,
yeah.
I'm there, because I totally agree. This isn't... I need people more than anything. My mom died, and 3 months later, I filed for divorce. Like, I have been so isolated for the past
yeah.
2 years, and it's affected my... I know it affects me, but I do things, right? But... I hear these stories about seniors that are so alone and doctors that tell me more of them are dying from social isolation than they are from COVID right
yeah.
now, and they
yeah.
are.
And that's one of my own issues. You know, I found, I'll be perfectly honest with everybody that's listening, I've been very depressed. I've been very down. That's not me.
Yes.
That's definitely yes. not me. And I think that some of my caregivers and some of their loved ones have been passing away. And it's because of social isolation. It's not...
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report this. I had a client. There's some really good neurologists out there that understand what cognitive stimulation is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out there and say this. There is a perverse incentive for doctors to do clinical trials. They make money off them. And I'm not saying all clinical trials are bad. I'm
right.
just being honest.
Right.
And... And there is a doctor, who I won't mention, who is one of, I mean, we have many doctors that refer to us because
right.
they understand holistically what you do.
Exactly.
And there was a woman that had all sorts of issues. Her daughter was emailing me, like, can I do this? And he said, give her cognitive stimulation. And it's game changing because
yeah.
they get to relate. They have mental stimulation, meaningful engagement. And nobody wants to be isolated in their mind.
No, and you just got to find
right?
something
like
they like
said,
to
that,
do. Think about what
yeah,
they
no,
used
but,
to do before.
Yeah.
And
well,
you can hook it up with
human.
Something. Yeah.
We all want to be human. We all want to connect. We all want to have friendships. Like, I am sad I can't see you. I'm super sad. I mean, like, this is not fun. I'm sitting in my kitchen and talking to you on the phone. This is not what I wanted.
Right.
I'd love to be in your studio again.
Right. But then there's ways that we can work with what's going on. I had I met with a woman a while ago, and she was telling me that she goes and she takes care of a woman 3 days a week. She goes and does her shopping, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
She said, the woman kept asking her, could you come over and watch TV with me at night? Well, this woman has a family with three kids, And she really can't do that. And she felt terrible.
Right.
So the next time she met the older woman, she said to her, the older woman said to her, could we do phone TV? I said, what is that, a new app? She said, no, every night there's a certain show they like at 6 o'clock. So the one woman is in her kitchen doing her thing with her family, and the show is on the phone. And the other woman's in her house watching the show, and they're only allowed to talk during commercials.
Oh, that's so cool.
So they do that thing. And the woman said, I'm not lonely anymore at night because I know every night at 6 o'clock we're going to do phone TV. How simple.
Totally agree. My best friend from college, we do virtual calls every night, almost every night. She's got, you know, four kids, so I wouldn't say every night. I'd say every other night. We do virtual calls at like 5:30. The day's ended. We talk about it, and I sent her a text this morning and said that I can't tell you how much this helped me.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, but I don't have the stress of being a caregiver right now. And so to your point, these poor caregivers, and I was bad at it, Linda. I didn't ask. I didn't know how to ask my
me
family
either.
For support.
Me either.
Right? You have to, there are people that are empathetic. You're one of them. There are people that are really like, I don't know. They're just different, right?
Yeah.
But there are people that just don't think that way. And I should have been very clear with my siblings. I need you to come down for a week to take mom to the heart doctor, the this doctor, the that doctor. And instead, they'd fly in literally
and have a party
Friday night and be gone Sunday morning.
Right. And they go, I don't understand what your problem is. Mom's really cool.
Oh, yeah, no, we had a great time. You had dinner at your house, and
and you know what? Mom knows they're coming. She can fake it pretty good for, like, 48 hours.
Yes. Linda, thank you for saying that. You are exactly right. She could fake it.
Yeah.
She'd just be quiet. She wouldn't, you know, because they know. Mom knew something was wrong. She would say to me all the time, I know something's wrong, Jan, I know. I'm like, don't worry, Mom, I'm here for you. It's between us.
Hell yeah, it's the same thing I might be doing one day.
Linda, you know what? If we live long enough, we will be.
Exactly.
40% of people over 80 have dementia.
Yeah, it's crazy.
40%.
Yeah, it's dementia is an equal opportunity employer.
Be our journey. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, honey.
It's okay, I just said dementia is an equal opportunity employer.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But we got to get going, so can you tell our listeners where they can find you?
Oh, honey, thank you, because I never want it to be promotional, but cognitive stimulation helps so much. fitminds.net. If you go to .ca, you'll go to Canada, which is my friend up in Canada, but you want to go to fitminds.net. We have miracles, and please, we have so many stories on our website and news media of how we've changed people's lives. I just want to help you. I've been this journey. This is my mom's legacy. And Linda, thank you so much for letting me be a part of your show today.
Thanks so much, sweetheart. So good to talk to you. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Oh, I would love to see you.
Have a delicious day.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, "Let me know if there's something I can do," I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, please remember, asking for help is a strength, not a weakness. Many people say to me, I feel weak if I have to ask someone for help. No, that's what it's all about. It's all about community. It's all about family. It's all about the people that surround you. Nobody can do it on their own. I think it's weak if you don't ask for help. So please think about that. People are waiting to help you every day. Like that story I just told you a little while ago with the neighbor with the groceries. It's very easy to help somebody very easily. So our next guest is Teresa Wilbank. She'll be calling in a little while. She's from Sustainable Caregiving. I met Teresa, I'm thinking about a year or so ago. It was very funny, actually. Lynn and I were at a social or a fundraiser somewhere, and Teresa came up and she said, "Hi, I'm your new stalker." We were like, "What?" And she goes, "I listen to all the things that you girls do because I think it's good stuff." So, Teresa, do I have you on the phone?
Yes. Hi, Linda.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Joyful and grateful. So Teresa takes care of her dad, who is 98 years old, God bless him. And she owns Sustainable Caregiving, and she supports family caregivers through education and consultations. Because we need as many people like Teresa out there in the world helping the caregivers. I can't do it by myself. We need a team here because there's a lot going on. So, Teresa, tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to start helping family caregivers.
Yeah, so I've been taking care of Dad with my husband. He's a co-caregiver for about 6 years now. And after the first few years, I looked back and I realized it didn't have to be so overwhelming and stressful and as difficult as it was. You know, at times I just felt so alone, and I remember leaving the hospital and being handed a packet of papers. And I said, "What is this?" And they said, "Oh, these are services you might need." And so I went home and I just, you know, called every number and signed up for everything I might need. And I had to make a lot of decisions and just was so overwhelmed. And
yeah,
then I realized that this scenario plays out over and over for other family caregivers. And I thought, you know, I can do something to be there for them and help them maybe with resources and questions, answers, and then help them know they're not alone.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. So I was
the last thing a caregiver has time for is to go through a stack of papers.
Oh my gosh. I was up till midnight.
Yeah.
Right.
We're dealing with everything else. You know, I remember years ago, a caregiver came into a support group one time, and she was just weeping. She said, "My husband's been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Our life wasn't supposed to be this way. I don't have anything in order." And I said to her, "Can I send in the troops?" And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Can I have people call you that will help you? Because if I gave her that stack of papers or I told her to go to my website, it's too much. She's not going to do it." So
absolutely.
2 months later, she came back to the support group. She said, "I'm not crying anymore, Linda." She said, "I now have all my documents in order. I got long-term health insurance for myself. I hooked up with a home health care company for when the time comes." So that's what we do. That's what Teresa does. That's what we do. We try to make that caregiving journey as streamlined as possible, especially with that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, the resources are a part of it. And it's all, they're all just different pieces. And like you say, having somebody at the home care company. You know, I've talked to family caregivers whose parents coming out of the hospital, they didn't even know that home care companies existed. They had
right.
no idea what they were going to do. And it's understandable. Until you're in that situation, you don't know these things.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I can remember my mom fell and she had a wound on her leg and the bandages had to be changed. And I'm the entertaining daughter. I'm not the nurse daughter. I remember saying to them at Freedom Square, I can't do this. And, oh, well, someone can come in from, you know, a company and change the band, and I was like, "What?"
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea, and that was such a relief for me.
Absolutely, and you think about how, you know, like I remember sitting in the hospital for 12 hours at a time, but I never thought about the fact that when we got home, I might have to do some of those things. I didn't think about recording the procedure or asking more questions about how this was going to happen. I was just, you know, so caught up in what was going on that I wasn't thinking about the future. So.
Well, and we trust those people of authority.
Absolutely.
So we're like, it's going to be cool, you know, or whatever. And sometimes they're wonderful to trust, and not all the time, though. So go ahead.
You're right. And similar things play out where you come home and you don't have the medications you need because they change.
Right.
And when you see these things are happening over and over, and there's just a disconnect. And there's, you know, that's why, like you said, you and I are out there to help those family caregivers.
So how did you decide to name your business a Sustainable Caregiving?
Yeah, so I looked at what was happening in my life after a couple of years and realized it wasn't sustainable, and I was not going to be able to continue on that way, and I started to just do some research into how can I make sure that over the next however many years, Dad's mom lived to be 104, you know, I can change some things and create some strategies. And so I think, you know, sustainability has a lot to do with communication, and you talked about, like, just making sure that, you know, you're talking to your care recipient about what their wishes are, but getting that paperwork in order, finding out, you know, what you need, setting boundaries, redefining self-care. That's what sustainable, you know, started to mean to me. Venting.
Yeah.
Just having somebody to talk to, because sometimes your friends don't get it, you know? They just haven't been there.
You don't get it unless you're in it.
Exactly. And then you feel like you're not necessarily supported because they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you? Why can't you handle that? And you feel worse after talking to them. So find someone who gets it.
Well, then what happens is then you stop talking to them, and then all of a sudden you're isolated, and then you're like, why do I have to do this by myself?
Yep.
Because we have to educate the people around us.
Yeah. Well, we end up having new people around us. You're right, because you know, friends and family, maybe they just can't handle it. You know, I say that, you know, they might start out as your travel companions on a journey, but sometimes they have to, you know, move away for a bit and you find new travel companions and people that...
And we have to understand, too, that sometimes they love our person as much as we do, and it's just very painful for them, and they're not on the same path as us, so they don't know what to do.
That's so true.
You know, so I think that's got to be understanding. I can remember with my brother, it was kind of tough with him being with my mom when she was failing. And, you know, I wanted him to be, he lives in New York, and I was in Florida, and I wanted him to be here more. And I was a little angry about it, and it wasn't until I realized how painful it was for him that it was okay. That it was okay.
Well, that's part of the sustainability, the forgiveness, and yes, realizing that. And my brother's kind of, it's a similar situation. And I just have to accept that it's not something he's able to do. And that is okay.
That is okay, right. So I see you do a presentation on the six stages of caregiving. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the six stages. I did get some training after I realized that I really wanted to help other family caregivers. And I thought, well, I need to learn more because I only know about my experience. And so that took me to Denise Brown. And she has been caring for family caregivers as long as you have, for over 20 years. So... she developed the six stages, and basically, and you'll recognize them, in the beginning, the experience where maybe we see an opportunity on the horizon to care for a family member, and or maybe we're helping out once or twice a week. And then we kind of move into where we're immersed in the experience, and we might feel like we're drowning. Or we're, you know, we're navigating. And these stages, you know, we can move back and forth. I know I feel like I'm drowning some weeks, and then I feel like I'm navigating, and I've got this, you know.
Kind right.
of, kind of go back and forth. Yeah, and in addition to that, like, we might be caring for a family member, and we can still see someone on the horizon that we might be taking care of down the road. So you can kind of see how fluid they are. And then parting and drifting, we're transitioning to the experience. And drifting can be 2 years later. Our caries passed, or our care recipients passed, and we're just not sure how to get our life back on track.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what the six stages are about. And in the webinar, we talk about our purpose in each stage and discuss coping skills and how to know that we'll be okay through the whole experience.
So what are you hearing from caregivers right now during these challenging times?
You know, it's funny. There's two extreme different messages. One is that, you know, it's really no different than before because we were isolated before and we're isolated now. But the other message I'm hearing is really frightening. Caregivers are struggling to keep their family members safe and continue to provide, you know, shelter and food to be out there and work. And I had one family caregiver whose father had COVID, her two brothers had COVID, they were all in the same house. She was taking care of them, and she had two young children, and she wasn't able to find childcare for them. She had to, at one point, have her two young children in the back seat with a blanket over them while she took her father to a doctor's appointment. These are, we just don't have the resources.
And this is happening every day, not just that one person.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it. The sandwich generation caregivers are really struggling with, you know, all the responsibilities that they have. And it's just COVID-19 has made it even more challenging. Another thing I'd like to do is really help these stories be shared with the elected officials and the candidates, because I think we need a lot of policy changes to support them with resources and, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of that is coming to the front of the line now for them to see what's going on. And, you know, when I tell everybody, just help out your neighbor, maybe helping them out is to taking their two grandchildren or their children over your house for an hour or two and letting them have a break, or letting them be able to go to their doctor's appointment without dragging two kids with them.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a really simple thing. And kids need to see each other.
Yeah.
God bless. So you have a big thing coming up soon. Tell us all about it. The retreat.
Yes. So, yeah, the Beginning Again retreat. Now, this is hosted by the Caregiving Years Training Academy, and I'm very excited because it's very different. It's a virtual retreat. It's going to last 5 days starting August 3rd, and it's a special event to support those adjusting to life after the death of a family member. So each day the session will relate to a theme. And the themes are our home, our work, our relationships, our loose ends, and ourselves. And there are going to be wonderful presenters, and the schedule and the presenter information is on the website. I think it'll be on your website. It's also on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And CEUs are available.
Oh, that's great.
And Yeah, it's fantastic. And I'm going to be presenting on August 5th at 1 p.m., but there are lots of wonderful presenters and great topics. So we have a five-day ticket to give away to the first listener.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my email address is sustainablecaregiving@gmail.com. And, yeah, the first...
You could win a ticket to this. So I will put that on information because I know many times when you're listening to the show, you're also bathing mom at the same time or doing something. So I'll put all that information on the website. But that's awesome. I mean, I think one good thing with the COVID is that we can get education online more now than we could before. You know, that there are Zoom presentations. Because many times when I would do my live presentations, some caregivers would say, I really would have liked to come, Linda, but I didn't have anyone to take care of my loved one. Or was too far away.
Yeah.
Now we can be right there for everybody, and I think that's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, if you could tell my listeners one thing, a way that they can support a caregiver, what would it be?
You know, I think what I love what you're asking folks to do is check in with them and, you know, ask them what they need, because it's hard for a caregiver to ask for help, and to and it's important for that family caregiver to be specific, and they're not always going to be able, you know, to come think of something that they need. So maybe think of something specific and ask them if they could use that help, or offer something specific.
Or if their lawn needs to be mowed, just mow it.
Just do it.
If their garbage cans need to be taken in, just take them in. You know, because sometimes they can't, it's hard for them because they're in that little flurry of everything that's going on. Or just say to them, I could go grocery shopping for you, or I could do a couple of loads of laundry. Give them a choice.
Yep, because thinking of what, and I remember, you know, if somebody asked me, I would say, oh, no, I'm fine, because I could think at the moment of what I need.
No, and when they ask you, then they're just putting one more thing on your list for you to think about.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like.
Yeah, offer something specific.
Yeah, and just go out and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very happy that we had you on the show today. Where can our listeners find you?
My website is sustainablecaregiving.com, and I'm also on Twitter at SustainableSG, and Instagram and Facebook at Sustainable Caregiving. And I would love to hear from folks. And my email address, like I said, is sustainablecaregiving@gmail.com. And, yeah, really, I just would love to hear how folks are doing out there and engage in the conversation.
So glad you could be a part of the show today.
Thank you, Linda.
Hope to see you soon, my friend. Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now it's time to hear from the rest of our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means? Get your pen and paper because we have good things to tell you. I'm really hoping in August maybe Lynn will be back to do this because I miss having her on this show. But I've been telling you about the past couple of weeks about those animatronic animals you can get, the dog and the cat. The Florida Alzheimer's Association has given a grant to the Department of Elder Affairs in Florida. These animatronic animals are like $125 each, and you can get it for free. You can get a dog or a cat, or you can get an MP3 player with whatever genre of music your loved one likes. My caregivers that have received these pets cannot stop talking about how wonderful they've been, how their loved one feels like they have company. One of the girls said to me, "Oh yeah, my mom's friend, she's got a baby. The baby doesn't do anything. My mom's got a dog that can bark." So her mother's so happy about that. So it really is great. So you can go to the Department of Elder Affairs in Florida, and on the left-hand side of the page under Programs and Services, click where it says to request technology for those living at home with dementia. So do that. Also, coming up this week, Tam Cummings, who's a gerontologist who has a book, Untangling Dementia, who's just a brilliant woman, always teaches me something every time I hear from her. She's having three different webinars this week. One is What Does That Behavior Mean? On Tuesday, July 21st. On Wednesday, July 22nd, Five Dementia Questions and Their Answers. And on Thursday, July 23rd, Staging the Person with Dementia. So they're all via Zoom, and there's a whole different URLs for each of them. So any that you may be interested in, just email me through the website, and I will send you the information to register for that. It's all free of charge, and you will love listening to her. She's just absolutely brilliant. Also, my Kiwanis group, we're getting ready for our Field of Honor in November. So if you have a vet that you would like to honor for $35, there will be a flag put up in their name, and there'll be a streamer on the flag that says, for instance, my dad, David McCauley, World War II, and the years that he was in the service. So on my dad's flag and my husband's flag this year, there'll be five streamers. So when we started this out 5-6 years ago, our first year we had 25 flags. This year we're going for 440. I think we did 422 last year or something. And it's just unbelievable when you drive down the road and you see those flags just waving for the month of November. They're in front of City Hall and the post office in Seminole. I can't tell you how touched a veteran is when somebody honors them like this. It's such an easy thing to do. And I think more than now, we just need that whole sense of community. We need that whole thing going together. Plus, I work very hard digging those holes and putting those flags in, me and my whole Kiwanis group. So please help support us. All the money that's raised goes to the community for children. Okay, so we had a great show today. There's a few more things I want to talk about. One is talking about eating. People have been telling me they have a lot of problems with their loved one eating. I think that might be many times is because they can't see the food on their plate. many times as we have Alzheimer's and dementia, our eyesight is not as good as it was before. Many times it's just like tunnel vision. There's no peripheral vision. And when they look down the plate, especially if the food is on a white plate, they can't really distinguish it. That could be a good reason why they're not eating. So if you put your food on a red plate, there's a better opportunity that they're going to eat. They say that people with Alzheimer's and dementia that are served food on a red plate eat 25% more. Now, don't put any strawberries and tomatoes on there, because that's not going to be too good. They won't be able to see that. If you want to do strawberries and tomatoes, you need to put that on a white plate. And I think it's kind of funny because years ago when I was a kid, I used to hear about they had restaurants and it was the blue plate special. Well, I find out now that people eat less food when it's on a blue plate. So that's why they had those blue plate specials, because people weren't going to eat as much. So a simple little thing like that, getting a red plate, could make all the difference in the world. And be very careful to make sure that your person's issues are not necessarily their Alzheimer's or dementia, maybe their vision. It may need their vision. Maybe that's why they can't see properly. So think about that. There's a lot of things that are involved, and we get so focused on just the Alzheimer's and dementia, we stop thinking about the vision, about the hearing, and about the other things. And many times they are not able to express that to us. Like, they're not going to look down at the food and say, I don't see nothing. They're just going to look, you know what they're going to do. They're going to look down, they're going to look up, they're going to look around. So try it. It doesn't work for everybody, and it doesn't work forever. But I always say whatever works for today is a good thing for it to work today. And think about the cognitive things that we talked about today with Janet. A little stimulation, a little music is always good. You know, I had a caregiver that has an issue every day when it comes to sundown. We know about that. Sundowners, where a lot of people get a little agitated and they start seeing shadows. Well, I have one caregiver that every afternoon around 4 o'clock or whenever the sundown time is where he lives, he has dance class with his mom. And for like an hour, they just dance around the house. And they dance in a room that's a big porch with a lot of windows, and their neighbors come and see them dance, and some of them have been dancing outside of the window, so it's kind of cool. So he kind of dances the sundowners away. What a cool thing to do, and she looks forward to that every day. So think about how you can be creative with all these wonderful things. Please tune in next week. You know we always have wonderful guests, and you know I always got some good tips for you. Go to my Facebook page and my YouTube channel and hear the tips and the show and my website, lindaburhans.com. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah. Got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.